B-Morning Coffee Club chores. Some we love to do.
Yeah.
Some we just got to do them. They're saying to stay focused, play music when you're doing your chores. In other words, keep 92.5 WBE on. Just crank it up. It'll make the chores go faster.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And sometimes it's like Luke Combs when it started goes, okay, I got about 3.5 minutes. Let's see if I get it done. Dishes, vacuuming, dusting. Oh, I need one more song. You know what I mean? They say use music to help you stay focused on your chores. What do you least like to do chore-wise?
Floors, but they always need to be done.
Uh-huh.
I'm constantly vacuuming and mopping, like every day.
Your dogs don't help you with the floors?
Yeah, right? The dogs, the kids, in the summer especially because there's grass. Somebody will go jump in the pool. So there's water, but then the dried grass all over. You know what I mean? It's just a mess all the time.
So
and then
we go.
In the winter, it's always.
I'm looking at the floor. Here comes Luke Combs. Boom, let's go. Get her done. Get her done. There you go with the chores. What about you?
I love doing laundry. It's my favorite chore.
Mm. Wow. But in the townhome, I thought you have to go to a community.
Yeah, laundry. So it is a shared laundry unit.
Okay.
But I'm going through. I'm setting that timer. I'm running around my house trying to beat the clock, just like with the song. So it's like micro timers. But I'm going through. I'm like, okay, can I get the dishes done? Can I get this done? Can I get this swept? Can I do this? I'm running around. I'm changing out towels. I'm changing sheets. I'm boom, 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 running around. We are getting it done before the timer's over.
Of the community laundromat.
Right.
She knows it's 20 minutes, so she's getting things. Wow, that's great multitasking. You're on track there. You're staying focused. How about you with the laundry?
I might as well have it in a separate unit. It's 17 stairs away.
What do you mean 17 stairs?
Okay, so I got to bring it from upstairs. Then I take it down from the kitchen to the other level. Then I take it from the second level down to the basement. It's like so many stinking stairs. Corners, it's crazy. So
hashtag TJ 17 stairs
17
problems.
Stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You count
with your hands full.
Yeah.
And it's like because you don't want a little basket because I got a kajillion people I do their laundry
so
for.
So this is a workout now for you. You're getting steps in.
Oh yeah.
It's just 17, but it's something, you know.
I bet I do 20 loads a week.
Okay. So do the math there.
That's nuts.
You do 20 loads of laundry a week.
So enjoy it now that you're just washing your own stuff. Because let me tell you, boom, bada bing, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm getting this done. That's going to all stop when the whole weekend is just laundry, laundry, laundry. And you're like, then you start yelling at people in your house. Why do you got to use so many towels? Like, they're humans who are bathing, and you're like, okay, that's it. That's enough with the towels. Everybody gets one towel.
Is that your workout, too, doing all those chores? It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. We're talking about how we use chores to work out a little bit. You're doing the steps up and down from upstairs to downstairs to the basement to the laundry, and you counted how many?
Well, 17 stairs,
17,
but
she
when
knows.
You do 20 loads and it's got heavy, wet towels, even Liam... You know, my son's into working out, and he'll go, Mom, look at your muscles. I'm like, you know what that is? Laundry. There's a laundry muscle.
Laundry basket curl.
I know.
I love how you're flexing
need a weight
right
latch.
Now.
I know, because it is. It's especially,
And see, on the Donut Slide text line, some think you need a shark robot vacuum to help you. But to me, then it ruins the workout, right? That's like an extra spotter there helping you. You're not getting the intense muscle movement if the shark robot vacuum's doing it all.
I disagree.
What?
I love my Roomba vacuum. I'm able to do so much more because I'm not busy vacuuming. I can go lift heavier weights at the gym because I'm not wasting my time vacuuming. My robot's able to do it all for me.
Well, okay. All right.
I don't know. I've just always thought, because I keep doing the same stupid thing over and over again, but I buy area rugs that I can't even vacuum with my vacuum for whatever reason. My last area rug was too long and the vacuum would like stop running.
Oh, suck up the threading
at
the end?
Yes, and then it would turn red. My shark would turn red and stop spinning. Now it's so short that the whole thing moves. I got one of those washable ones. Like the ruggable.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't. So both times I'm like, I got to get on my like hands and knees and do it with like the.
Now you're
the
getting
attachment.
Into yoga. You see all these workouts coming from chores?
So,
because vacuuming is technically your lat. going back and forth. That's your arm. I'm just saying.
Yeah. And so I just never real. I'm like, you know what? This whatever robot, it's going to mess the whole thing up. It's going to get stuck.
Mine only gets stuck in the kitchen. It like gets stuck under the kitchen cabinets. So I do have to go through and put barriers up. I got to lock it out of the kitchen like it's a kid. I don't have a pet. So my Roomba's the closest thing that I have to a pet. Okay. I'm like, you Roomba getting into trouble again. I got to get you out of this one.
Hope's going on vacation. Can one of you two go by and check on the Roomba, please?